So this is Christmas. Still, still, still. Loud cacophony, chaos, running around, trying to find order in the chaos. Still, still, still. So this is Christmas. Joyful decorations all over the place. I don't want to put up any decorations at my house this year. But why don't you want to put up any decorations? You're wrong. Protest, protest, protest. Where do we find the balance in this season? Well, we find it right here. We find it in the now, in the what's going on here, because guess what? All of it is part of the season. Imagine the story that we just heard at Christmas. Imagine that first Christmas, the night Jesus was born. What was it like? The town was filled. There was noise everywhere. There was barely a place to stay. Joseph and Mary found a place to stay, probably among all of the animals and everything, at someone's house that they knew because it was a family reunion. You know, everyone was coming there for the census. It wasn't quiet. Little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. Okay, that's a slightly changed version of probable reality because babies cry, right? And babies who are disturbed by all of the noise and the din going on, they probably cry. And it's okay for babies to cry. You know when else it's okay to cry? Or who else is okay to cry? Everyone, so good. It's okay to cry. Do you remember the song from, I think it's Sesame Street, or it's Free to Be You and Me. Free to Be You and Me in the 1970s. There's a song called It's All Right to Cry. Ever hear it? It's all right to cry. Crying gets the sad out of you. Teardrops, raindrops from your eye might make you feel better. It's okay to cry. Sometimes we cry in happiness. When Jesus was born, Joseph and Mary and the people around cried in happiness. It's all right to cry because you're upset of the way things are going. It's all right to cry, and you don't even know why. At Christmas, we get all of that. So this morning is such a great example of all of that. Christmas tree. Beautiful postcard that's going out to the houses. A creche that is about 70% falling apart and 30% holding together. A congregation that is 50% falling apart and 50% holding it together. Somewhere in there. Still, still, still. Loud cacophony. Disorganized fun and amazement. Delight, sadness, joy, all of it. When we look at Christmas, when we look at the season just a little bit deeper, we recognize, like I said before, it's not a reminder to be compassionate now. It's not the season only for compassion here and now. Christmas is a reminder that we are to be a people of compassion all year round. Bless you, my brothers and sisters.